Hello.
Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. I'm Carnisha. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Carnisha, my name is Frank Riccardi. I received a refund on the internet from you. And I'm confused because it's a refund for $500. And I'm looking at it right here. I can give you the information. It says refund confirmation. Group, hold on, I need a magnifying glass. It says group reservation for 24 UFUT, invoice number 49637, customer ID 3. Now, I can give you my name and address and all that information if you need it.
Okay, do you have your reservation number?
I'm just looking to see if there's a reservation number. Transaction refund. I don't see a reservation number on here at all.
Okay, well, I could try by
A
something else.
transaction ID. It says for September 2024. Then it says transaction ID 120-630-309-395.
How do you spell your last name?
RICCIARDI.
Thank you. Me see if I have some notation on my end or where it came from. Let's see.
It says Total Sports Travel Incorporated, $500 refund confirmation.
Mr. Frank.
Yep, that's Frank Riccardi. That's me.
Okay. Just a moment. Let me take a look at this one because I have two on my end. I'm just going to see because I have one of them was dated 4/15 and then you have 6/12. So let me see which one it shows. System. Okay, I see this one. $500. Okay, Mr. Frank, the way I'm seeing it on my end, it looks like it was a reservation in here for like around, I want to say April. And it looks like that one was canceled out, but it shows like the $500 was transferred to your main to your reservation within Florida and Texas game. So I don't know if that's the reason why it's showing like a refund to you, but that's what it's showing that happened on my end. Like they transferred your $500 from that account to the other one. Does that make sense?
No, I do have a reservation for the I do have a reservation for the Texas game. I paid $2,800. Here it is, right here, $2,876 for two reservations for that game for my wife and myself.
Yeah, because I
Now,
see this one is, well, let me go to the other one just a moment. I'm gonna go to the other one because it's two
okay.
different ones, but the one I'm on now it's canceled out, but it shows $500 dollars was transferred to your other, well, it may be the same one because it says Florida and Texas. So let's see what that reservation number is. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, that's what happened, Mr. Frank. I don't know if you don't remember, or was it something made in the system the wrong way? But it was one of them. It was account. Well, this one that I'm on now, this is the second one that I was telling you about. It has you and your wife's name on it. And then the very first one that I looked at, it had you and your wife's name on it also, but it was from like April. It was booked in April. And it was only like $500 that was paid for that one, but it was canceled out. But then what they did was the system was transferring it over to your new one that was made in June for the Florida and Texas game, but you had already paid for it. So that's why they gave you a refund for the actual $500 because it was the extra $500.
Could I have put a $500 deposit down?
Yes, you did in April.
Okay. All right. That explains everything. So thank you very much, and thank you for the refund.
You're welcome.
Now, please confirm with me that my reservation is intact.
Yes, so, everything is intact. I see where you actually paid everything off. You don't have a balance there. You paid $2,876, and it has you and your wife, Miss Kathleen, attached to it.
That's great. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Anything else I can do for you?
No, you were terrific. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. Have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.